From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,085th consecutive broadcast of the oldest living broadcast in radio history, the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
Don't ever kiss no one but me. If you do, dear, you'll break my heart. It's not because I doubt you, but I'm such a fool about you. I've got a jealous loving heart. 'Cause where there's love, there's jealousy. Good and bad just won't tear apart. They always go together like fair and stormy weather. I've got a jealous loving heart. Oh, buddy, now. Then be careful what you do, dear. I've got a jealous loving heart. Don't ever kiss no one but me. If you do, dear, you'll break my heart. It's not because I doubt you, but I'm such a fool about you. I've got a jealous loving heart.
Yes, sir, our star, Ernest Tubb, and Jealous Loving Heart. Well, thank you, Ernest, and welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. As always, we got a big show lined out for this evening, featuring such outstanding opry personalities as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Dale Wood, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and featuring as our very special guest, that lovely young lady who sings such a great song, Miss Skeeter Davis.
Yes, sir, and Skeeter will be with us in just a few minutes, Grant, but right now it's time for a laugh or two, so let's have a big welcome for our Opry funny man, Archie Campbell.
How are you, Ernest, old boy? Tell you I'm glad to be here tonight, be with guys like good old Ernest Tubb, you know. Reminds me, last year I was out in Hollywood, and I went to one of these celebrity parties. You know, when they finish making a picture out in Hollywood, they always have a celebrity party, and they invite all the movie stars and so forth. And they just finished making this picture, Drums Along the Mohawk. And they had all the movie stars and all these big Indian chiefs. They was there, too. They had old Chief Running Water. He was there and had his two sons with him, Hot and Cold. Big Chief Sitting Bull, he was there and had his wife with him, Squatting Heifer. Clark Gable was there with his big ears. Joe E. Brown was there with his big mouth. Jimmy Durante was there with his big nose. Jane Mansfield was there, too. I came down here on a train this week, and I don't know whether you folks will believe this or not, but we had a train robbery. I thought that was a thing of the past, but this fella walked in, and he whooped out a .45, and he said, I'm Jesse James, and this is a stick-up. He said, I'm going to rob all the men and kiss all the women. This one fella raised up. He said, listen here, Jesse James. He said, you can have my money, but you ain't going to kiss my wife. His wife grabbed him at the seat of the britches and jerked him down. She said, you shut your mouth and let Jesse rob this train. It was a man and his daughter on the train. And after the robbery was over, why, he looked down at her hand and he saw she still had her rings on her fingers, diamond rings. He said, my daughter, I can't understand that. That thief didn't get your rings. how did that happen? She said, oh, I said, I thought about that, Daddy. Said, when I saw he was going to rob me, said, I took my rings off and hid them in my mouth. He said, Lord, I wish we'd had your mother along. We'd have saved the luggage. Thank you, husbands. There was a couple on the train there, just a fresh married couple. They just got married. I know they was fresh married because he was still nice to her. And he was making love to his new wife, and he put his arm around her, you know, and put his hand up on her forehead. He said, whose itsy bitsy forehead is that? She said, that's yours, honey. He said, whose itsy bitsy nose is that? She said, that's yours, honey. He said, whose itsy bitsy chin is that? She said, that's yours, honey. There's an old codger sitting across from him. He couldn't stand it any longer. He said, buddy, when you get to that umbrella, that's mine.
Archie Campbell, the sage of Bull's Gap, Tennessee.
Oh, thank you so much, Archie. You were real funny to listen to. But now let's have something real pretty to look at. So here she is, neighbors, our special guest for the evening, Miss Skeeter Davis. Oh, Skeeter, honey, it's so nice to have you here with us on the show. And say, by the way, that's a mighty pretty outfit you've got on there.
Thank you, Ernest, and I'd like to say how nice it was of you to ask me to appear with you.
Skeeter, honey, we're always glad to have you with us. But let's stop all the talking and do a little bit of singing. How
that's
about
all right
it,
with me.
Say, I understand that you've got a new record out. You know, and that it's, well, it's sort of an answer to another song that came out earlier that was a big hit, right?
That's right, uh-huh. Let's
listen to Miss Skeeter Davis sing this new song called I'm Falling Too, huh?
All right.
You say that you're falling, but what can I do? I'm falling too. I know that we're wrong, dear, but when I'm with you, I can't help you, darling, 'cause I'm falling too. You belong to another whose arms have grown cold, but you must keep the vow. Although they've grown old, you can never be free, dear. Though our love is true, I can't help you, darling, 'cause I'm falling too.
It's been a long time since you worked the opera with us. Where in the world have you been?
Oh, out working those personals, Grant, and getting around to meet a lot of our friends.
Well, now tell me something. Is Prince Albert smoking tobacco as popular as it always was?
Are you kidding, Grant? Prince Albert is still the favorite all over with pipe smokers who know and recognize that mild and mellow flavor, that smooth and easy-going taste for just what it really is. And I'll tell you something else. Making men prefer a PA, too. It rolls easy, doesn't dribble out the end, and gives a cool and satisfying smoke.
Well, now, that's partly due to the fact that PA is crimp cut, so it burns even and steady without hot spots.
So true, but you know what I say, Grant, is let the folks light up a pipe full and then make up their own minds. You see, the proof is in the puffing, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
So, neighbors, if it's smoking flavor, smoking comfort, and smoking satisfaction you want, light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
And now here's Tommy Jackson and all the Stony Mountain cloggers strutting their stuff to a tune of Old Joe Clark. Tommy, dancers, let's all go. Come, oh, Jimmy, you're going to do the calling. Jimmy South.
All around, 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 they got babies on boy, hands up for as many as four, two little ladies, don't be so sweet, you'll get a title, honey, don't be so sweet. Find what you need for that boy, all around and shake them down, let that bitch start to drop, you swing the up. You swing yours, I swing mine, swing, you'll have a good time. All around, shake them down, let that bitch start to drop. Swing one, swing two, swing that girl with broken teeth. All around, stick it down, let it down, stick it down, stick it down. All around, boys, let it all dance. Now take them home. Look out, boys, you won't get your boys from home. All around, stick it down, let that stick it down. Meet your girl and pat on head, don't you get your foot on the man. Look out, boys, don't be alone, get that girl and come on home. One, two, two. Oh, that's all it is, ain't no more. Hands up for the middle of four, two little ladies, don't you know? One, two, two, three, four, that's all it is, ain't no more. And good night.
Wonderful, Tommy and dancers. That was great. Say, Ernest, do you know how much mail that you've been getting lately?
Well, quite a bit, Grant, thank goodness.
Did you know that a lot of them have been complimenting the way you sing one of our great inspirational songs?
Well, as a matter of fact, Grant, in answer to their request, I'm going to sing that song right now. Neighbors, here it is, one of my favorites. May the good Lord bless and keep you. Good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrow. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. Thank you so much, neighbors. And now here's my good friend Chet Atkins and his big guitar playing Lonesome Valley. Chester? Thank you. Chet, that was just great, and no wonder they call you the king of the guitar. But speaking of kings, it's time we introduce to you a real queen. Yes, sir, we're speaking of our queen of the Grand Ole Opry and Grinder Switch's most important citizen, our own cousin, Minnie Pearl!
I'm down here at the Grand Ole Opry. I sure am proud to be back. I got back today. I've been up in Illinois and around doing some fairs, and I went, when I got home, yeah, you from Illinois, aren't you? Well, that's a good state. I like it. Going back up there. Well, sir, I got back and everybody's talking about politics, you know, and oh my goodness gracious alive, Grinder Switch, everybody's talking about it just like everywhere else. And Leif Plodgett, he's the happiest man when this time of the year comes around and they got all these political speeches going on the radio and TV. He's a smart feller, old Leif is. He's got that dairy barn and he didn't do a thing but just put him a loudspeaker out there in his dairy barn where all them milk cows are. And he just pipes all them political speeches in there that they're saying on the television and the radio. And he says them cows are just as happy when them speeches start coming in. Seem like them cows don't know one kind of bull from another. Well, so though Aunt Ambrosie and Uncle Nabob come by over at the house, last night it was, they come by and they're all talking about old times and they got to talking about Aunt Ambrosie and Mammy. They got to talking about that time I was supposed to be in a wedding. It won't mine, it is some feller's else's. And I was supposed to be in the wedding and they was fixing me a dress. And I tell you, that was a time I'll never forget. Ernest, I don't know whether I have told you about this or not.
I don't think you did.
Well, you see, they was a cutting out my dress that I was aiming to wear in the wedding, and it was one of these dresses with a V-shaped neck, you know, a V-neck. Well, Aunt Ambrosie, poor soul, she done got her some new spectacles. And they give her double vision. And when she started cutting out that V-neck, it come out a W. Oh. Well, I couldn't use that dress. I had to... Well, so though, Ernest, I didn't aim to tell this, but I got back here tonight, and everybody was so fine, and we got such a wonderful crowd out there, I'm going to break down and tell something I ain't told before.
I'd love to hear it, huh?
Well, the last time I was out in Hollywood on the Ernie Ford show, you know them pretty little girls and them handsome fellas that work on that show called The Top 20?
Oh, yeah, boy, those girls are pretty.
Girls are cute. Yeah, I guess you still look at them, don't
you?
Yeah, you're like brother's dog that chases the train. Said, why'd he chase it? Said, I don't know. I just wondered what he'd do with it if he caught it. That's Ernest. Well, sir, though, Ernest, we had three of them little girls. They got me a date.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah, and so they was going one place with their date, and I was going another place with my date, and they said we'd all tell how many times we got kissed the next morning by how many times we said good morning.
Oh, back at the hotel.
Yeah. So the first one come in, and she said, good morning this morning.
Uh-huh.
And then the second one come in, and she said, good morning this morning, pretty morning this morning.
What did that third one say?
She said, good morning this morning, pretty morning this morning, pretty morning in the morning. Tis this morning, be a pretty morning in the morning.
Boy, that was that real pretty one, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then I come in.
And what did you say, Minnie?
Howdy!
Hi there, everybody. This is Ernest Tubb with a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
proof is in the puffin, and the puffin, and the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, and the puffin, and the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And making man, being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And like I sang, the proof is in the puffin. PA proves right off that it has mild and mellow flavor. So roll your next cigarette with Prince Albert.
Well, now it's time that we heard from our guest, Miss Skeeter Davis, once again. And this time, sing another one of her new record releases, No, Never. Skeeter?
No, never. Never has a girl loved a boy the way I love you. No, never. And never has a heart beat with love so true and all for you. No, never. Never have two arms long to hold someone the way my two arms long to hold you. Never have two lips tasted kisses quite so thrilling. Never have two eyes beheld a wonder such as you. Now that I have you, I'll never know a lonely day. No, never. Our love will last forever. It can never fade away. No, never. Tasted kisses quite so thrilling. Never have two eyes beheld a wonder such as you. Now that I have you, I'll never know a lonely day. No, never. Our love will last forever. It can never fade away. No, never.
Skeeter Davis, and a great new one there, No Never. Thank you so much, Skeeter, and thanks so much for being on the show with us tonight. Grant, suppose you introduce our next performer.
Right, here she is, Miss Delwood, folks, playing a number from one of her latest albums, Ragging the Key. Delwood! Thank you.
fine. It looks like everybody's singing with you, Ernest. But before you sing that song, you're going on another tour, aren't you?
Grant, yes. We'll be over in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow. And then next week we start a 30-days tour of fair dates up in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and out through the Midwest.
Well, I see you're going to be busy. We'll keep you busy right here. How about that brand new one of Ernest? Everybody's somebody's fool. Here he is to sing.
The tears I've cried for you could fill an ocean, but you don't care how many tears I cried. And though you only lead me on and hurt me, I couldn't bring myself to say goodbye. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool. Oh, buddy, now. I tell myself it's best that I forget you. Though I'm a fool, at least I know the score. Yes, darling, I may try to do without you. It hurts, but I come running back for more. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool. Oh, Bobby, now. Someday you'll find someone you really care for. And if his love should prove to be untrue, you'll know how much this heart of mine is breaking. You'll cry for him the way I've cried for you. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool. Well, neighbors, that means that we're through for tonight. But before we go, I want to say thanks for so many of you being here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And I know you'll like next week's show with George Morgan as a star and Cousin Jody Long as special guest. Be sure to listen then, won't you? Now, this is Ernest Tubbs saying, remember to be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors. And we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So good.
Have a Camel cigarette.
So rich.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So mild.
Have a Camel cigarette.
And here's the reason why.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Cigarette.
You can say that again.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you're smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels, the best tasting cigarette of all.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.
and Clear Channel 650 WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee.